Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
Hey guys, it's Colin. Welcome to our very first discussion, HCG Relapse and Recovery. Do me a favor and just press 1 on your phone. Just let me know you can hear me, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to go about doing this call since it's the first time. Okay, good. I see the hands going up. All right, so since we're having a discussion, I'm going to make sure that you guys that are on this call are in a room that's kind of quiet. You don't have a lot of background noise or maybe kids running around or what have you, because we're going to have to open the mic, pretty much all the mics, in order for you guys to have, for us to have a discussion. You know, I don't want to see if I can open, you know, have to raise your hand and talk. It could be very labor intensive. Now, I'm using this venue today, and I may change it up next week. But we had, you know, something like 50 people that are on the list. Wasn't sure if I could manage that with my video chat. So we're going to try this and see how it works. And just so you know, for anonymity's sake, just, you know, when you're talking or introducing yourself or telling your stories, your first name, if you want to say where you live in the world, that's cool too. But just so we, you know, you guys, to make sure you're in the right place, this call is more of a support group conversation for people who have relapsed, if you will, on losing a great deal amount of weight, or and that could be whatever number that is to you, and then found themselves with that weight back on and more, and you're in a place where you're just frustrated and you're stuck and you need some help and you want other people that are on the same journey to share it with you, and also to kind of discover, maybe we can discover in some of these conversations what is triggering the relapse, and the goal is basically is to have an aha moment to where you can kind of go, okay, I get it. Let's change some behavior and move on and master this thing once and for all. Now, I do have a few ground rules, only because I want to make sure that we understand the purpose of being here. You know, my vision, and like I said, I have no idea how this is going to go, but my vision is that you have a place to tell your story. And what I mean by your story is I believe everyone has a story, and the story is not the story of your life, but the story you've been telling yourself and telling everybody you know most of your life, with why it is you are where you're at. And when I say it's your story, because a lot of times we've mastered telling ourselves this story over and over again that it's become our mantra. And we'll give you an example of what I'm talking about is, you know, the story that some of you may say to yourself, you know, I'm big boned, or my whole family's overweight, or I've been overweight all my life, or I have a slow metabolism. I have had issues or problems in my life that caused me to do this, that, and the other thing. Now, I'm not saying that some of those things are not valid. We all have obstacles that we come across that may have caused, you know, difficulties and some weight gain. Sometimes it's illness, sometimes it's injury, sometimes it's, you know, a combination thereof. Sometimes it's just a loss, heartache, depression, heartbreak, you know. But ultimately, that's the past, and we do have to get past it in order for us to get to where we want to go. So this is about us concentrating more on where we want to be and find solutions and not waddle in the problems. But I do have a rule, if you will, that everyone should get to tell their story once. And as far as this group is concerned, you'll be able to tell your story once, but it'll be the last time. And the reason for that is that in order for you to shift your consciousness into finding solutions, you have to you know, you have to leave the story behind. But it's important to tell the story and kind of look at it from a different perspective as you're telling it, because it also may give you some aha moments. And some of you may not have been told before that you have a story, and you may take offense to that. And I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm truly speaking from personal experience. I'm not a therapist. I don't have any kind of credentials in which I can give you any type of advice that's going to change your psyche, other than the fact that all what I believe in my heart and what has helped me. And some of you are going to have your own methods, which you're going to help each other. And that's what this is not about, me talking to you and teaching you stuff. This is about having a conversation where you all can chime in and share each other's story, because there's going to be someone out here that listens to this conversation. And if you guys are okay with that, and you'll let me know one way or the other, and I'll take the podcast down. But there's someone who's going to have a similar situation or similar story or similar tragedy, and how you manage to get through it and survive and conquer it can give them some hope and desire and some hope that they can actually do the same thing. So that's why everybody's story is important. But I also want you to know that the story has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and then you look towards the future. And we want to discuss on these future calls, what action steps and things you're willing to do to change the outcome. Because as you know, insanity is just banging your head against the wall over and over again, expecting a different result, or doing the same thing over and over again. So that's kind of the ground rule. So another one we're going to have, and maybe somebody can volunteer to be a timekeeper. I'm not real good at multitasking. but we don't want the story to go on for 10, 15, 20 minutes. It's a 90-minute call. I think we have about 15 people here on the call. Not all of you may want to share. But just kind of keep an eye on the fact that, that there is some time limits. So 5-10 minutes of sharing what's going on with you and where you're at and what your struggle is and what your problem is and how we can and basically what you're looking for as a solution to your problem, or what you're hoping for to get out of these calls. And I think that will kind of give us some information of how we can help each other, if that makes sense. Any suggestions that people have regarding the venue or how we handle it? Like I said, this is something I'm trying for the very first time. I'm a newbie at it, but my heart tells me it's important to at least have this arena, this space, and we'll see how it goes. So, once again, this is for the people that are currently, currently have a strong desire to beat whatever's been beating them, to get past whatever's going on in their life, and to get their weight management under control, to get healthy, to feel great, and are stuck or are paralyzed in the fear or frustration or anger or anguish or what have you, and you want to help each other get to a different place. And it's not for, talking about where you are in your round and, I hope you guys are getting where I'm coming from. It's, if you are in a round and you're having problems, or just, that's fine too. But you'll find out by listening to other people's stories that some of us have gotten it down so well that we articulate it so well and we're so eloquent in how we are so aware of what's going on with us, to where you almost go, well, why do you have a problem? You seem to know the answer. And that's just the habit of telling the story over and over again. So, and I think you'll understand what I'm talking about probably in the future calls. So what I'm going to try, and we're going to try and see if this works, I'm going to try and unmute all of the lines and see if there's going to be too much cross chatter. And this is not a place to be shy, guys. This is not the this is my goal anyway. You know what? We're here to have a conversation and to help each other and to share our story and look for solutions. So you don't need to be shy, because we can't see you. We only know what you tell us. So you can change your name to protect the innocent. Yeah, like I said, if you're Sharon from Chicago, nobody, there's probably a million of you. So the point is that it really is going to help us if you communicate and share. I think that's all I can remember as far as my ground rules are concerned. Be courteous, try not to talk over each other, and anything you want me to help do, just let me know and kind of guide me through it as well. First, I just want to know real quick of who's on the call. If you have two people have your hands up, I want you to put them down. I need to ask a little question, a survey here. So 310-937, your hand's up. Could you press 1 and put it down for me real quick? And 810-410, your hand's up as well. Could you press 1 and put it down for me? 310, still waiting for you. 310-937, put your hand down. Thank you. All right. So on the call right now, if you are a male on this call, could you press 1 now and put your hand up so I know what the demographic is of the call? All right. So if you're a female, put your hand up. Press 1 and put your hand up for me. Okay. And then a couple people don't know which one they are because they didn't respond. Okay, so it's just interesting. Okay, push 1 again and put your hand down for me, please. All right, so we have, it looked like there were no men on the call until one hand went up at the last minute. I don't know if they were responding to me, anticipating me to say put your hand up if you're a woman. But it looks like we have majority females on the call, which is, not surprising. I mean, you ladies are usually the bravest ones to step up and try and find a way to solve your problems and get some help. And we gentlemen are a little slow sometimes. But if you're a male on the call, you're among the rare. All right, guys, so let's try this. I'm going to open up the lines one by one. And if we hear a bunch of chatter, I'm going to try and close down whoever's the noisy one. But it seems so quiet so far. We almost have everybody here, and it's still pretty quiet. Okay, so everyone has an open mic. Why don't everybody say hello?
Hello.
Hi.
All right, awesome. Someone just joined. We're opening your mic as well. All right, so somebody's driving, I hear. Oops.
No. Hello.
Hi. Are you driving?
Yes. I'm going to put my phone back on mute.
All right. Or you can roll up your window. One of the two. Okay. Okay. If you have your mute button and you know you have noise in the background, that'd be great. And if, when you want to talk, just turn it on. And that way we don't have to worry about it. So.
The windows are up. It's this house.
Yeah, it's still pretty noisy. So put mute for right now. And then if you want to say something, just go ahead and unmute yourself, okay? Thank you. All right, so this is your time now. So who wants to be the brave one to speak first and tell us why you're here?
I will, if nobody wants to talk.
Yeah, you're first. Tag your in.
Okay. Okay. My name is Paula. I'm in Grand Blanc, Michigan. I was doing so well on the program, and I was living in Vegas, and now I moved back to Michigan, and I've gained everything back. And every time I try, I was doing injections, and I would start, and it would fail. And I don't know why. I did so well before, and this round, it's just unbearable. I can't do it.
Wow.
Okay. Even though I know that it's possible, that's what frustrates me so much.
Right. So somebody's got some feedback. But tell me a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your. How long have you been dieting for? How many times have you tried to reach your weight loss goal? I mean, this is obviously not the first time. So.
No, it's not. Well, I've tried everything. I mean, are you just talking HCG or
no.
even prior?
No. No, I think that ACG is the solution that we're all using right now, I would assume. But you know what, your story or your journey starts prior to that. So you have a little time here. So because there's obviously that's where the pain factor comes from, is from the history of it. So I want you to share with us, how much weight you've been trying to lose, and what it's been like trying to get there.
Okay, I was thin my whole life, and then in my late 20s, early 30s, the weight just started picking up. I would assume it's after my children. And I've tried every diet, from Weight Watchers to Jenny Craig, everything. I tried everything. And I would lose it and then put it back on. It's like a same thing, yo-yo dieting.
Right.
You lose it and you take it off. But not to always go back to HCG, but with HCG, it was so magical. And, it's just magical. so.
I understand. So tell me, how much weight did you lose on your HCG?
Well, I started at 245, and I went down to 217 on my first round, and I kept it all. I kept off. I think I started the second round at 215. I kept the 2 pounds, you know, up or down,
right.
2 pounds, and then I couldn't do second round. And now, which it's interesting because I did the first round probably for like 3 days. Broke it and can't get back on it. And I would still, in the morning, I think I would do it and I'd inject myself, but I broke it. But now I've gained back. I'm at 225. So
okay.
I'm not even maintaining anymore.
Okay. And so I get a picture. I get a picture more of what happened. So what happens? I mean, you went from 215 to 225, it was 10 pounds. What does that look like? Give me a visual of what that looks like when in your world when you suddenly go from what do you do? What's your behavior?
Oh, it's depressing, very depressed. I'm so disappointed in myself.
I got that. So tell me a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what that looks like, though. I said how long it looks like. What does it look like?
I'm sorry, I don't know if I understand.
In other words, you say it's depressing, but you know, in other words, you have some habits or some things you do. Some people binge, some people just eat a bunch of crap. Don't eat at all because there's other people. This thing, everyone on this call is pretty much sharing the same problem. We all have different symptoms, but we all have the same problem. So I like to get people to identify with each other. So to get a better picture of what your world looks like and your struggle to lose weight. What is your sabotage? What does that look like when you sabotage?
Okay. It's definitely overeating. I'm in this transition of moving. I am looking for a job, so I'm unemployed.
Okay.
So I'm not working anymore, and I just sit around and eat. Yeah. It's real ugly. Yeah.
But that's very typical. I mean, and I just know, guys, you can chime in any time, anybody else who understands what's going on here. But, I mean, that's very typical of depression and being, you know, it's really kind of hard to pull yourself out of a rut when you're in a rut, and especially under duress and under stress. Being unemployed is stressful enough. Moving, moving on top of that. You know, and trying to acclimate yourself to another city, or if it may not be new to you, but going back to another city, it's a lot of stress surrounded right there. And that's usually when most people choose to, you know, self-destruct or overeat and impulse eat and what have you. So given the timing of your choice, what made you choose to, what was your reasoning for starting the protocol? Again, were you just trying to find something that was going to make you feel better or something you had control over?
To restart the protocol, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, given the circumstances, the moves, the, you know, searching for a job, that what's considered, what I look at as being a high-stress environment.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
What was your motivation or desire to start the protocol under those circumstances?
It was just timing. It was time for me to start the second round. I mean, I wasn't basing it on anything. It was just
okay.
It was time to start it. And
so you just kind of woke up one morning and said, okay, I'm going to get back on this diet and lose some weight. Because why?
Well, even in the move, actually, when I was in Vegas, I said, oh, the second I get back to Michigan, I'm right back on this. You know, I thought I'm going to start the second round and do this. And it
okay.
didn't work.
Got it. So what are you hoping to get out of these conversations and what are you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I find you very, very motivational. And I'm hoping just hearing your words and hearing what other people are going through, we can all come down and, you know, like get the, like you called it, the aha moment.
Aha moment.
And,
got it.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys on the call, is anybody here, on, you know, can share what's going on? Jenny would say, can sit in the same chair as Paula's in right now? Anybody?
I can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, very much.
All right. And has anyone given, anyone has the same similar circumstances, have you found any solution that has worked for you?
Colin?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Wendy in California.
Hi, Wendy.
I can totally identify when the Michigan caller just said about how every day, you know, she wakes up, she takes the injection, and it's as if, you know, this is a new day. I'm starting over today. I'm going to make it through the day and be on protocol and, you know, follow, you know, what I need to do to lose weight and to make this work. And then somehow something happens during the day that just, you know, it's almost like, you know, it is magical the way we lose the weight on the HCG. And it's almost like an out of body experience that, like, you just screw up. I don't know. It just, you know, where I work, there's like boxes of candy, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a sugar thing, and that candy just talks to me. Like, it just is saying, me, eat me.
Right.
And, you know, I sometimes like, tease it, and I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to have one bite. You know, and then I feel like, okay, I screwed up. I suck. I'm bad.
Right.
I can't do this.
Right. And that's, you know, that's really... You know what you guys? I think it's going to be interesting because what everyone's talking about is such real stuff. And let's talk about the magical part of the HCG diet protocol and why that can be a blessing and a curse, especially for return people who are doing the protocol, you know, for a second or third time. And I know this personally. I mean, I'm on this thing right now, so I know this. And the thing is that it is really hard to not get disappointed when your body doesn't respond the same way it did the first couple of times. I'll talk about that in a minute. And it's almost to the fact that you kind of psychologically psych yourself up that, you know, I know this works. Okay, I've gained the weight. But I know I have a quick fix to solve the problem. And when that suddenly does not become a quick fix, that's when the challenge and the frustration comes in, and all of a sudden the lack of motivation seems to pan out. Now, I'll give you my personal reasons for why I think it is the way it is, and even some factual. Okay. Personal reasons is that emotionally, I mean, this one thing that my wife has always said, and she said it one day, and it landed on me so powerfully, and you guys have probably heard me talk about it. This is more of a spiritual journey than a weight loss journey. And if you think it's just about pounds and inches in the scale, you find out very quickly when it suddenly doesn't respond the way you want it to or expect it to, you find out very quickly that it's not about that. It's still about the same problems or issues or whatever was going on with you before you found this miracle protocol. And that's what hits you in the face. Alongside of that is the fact that unless you've had a very, very long time spread between the first two times and the next time around, is the first time around your body was actually, you know, kind of shocked into this detox process. I mean, it's never had a combination of a hormone that's pushing fat into your system, a body that's eating clean food, proteins and vegetables, and almost eating exactly like, you know, the six fruits and vegetables a day that we were supposed to design to eat, and it reacts in a way that it really does feel miraculous. And it will do that probably the first and even the second time around. But what happens is now our bodies are very intelligent beings. All it has to do is program it one time, and it knows exactly what's going on. So all of a sudden you try to reintroduce the same protocol. I got to tell you, and if we're all honest with ourselves, we'll say that 90% of the people suddenly do not do it the same way the first time, as far as the anal factor that comes along with making sure that everything is measured right, making sure you're not dipping in the dipping into that, and suddenly you don't get the same results. So there's a psychological and emotional reason why you're not getting the same results, and it's also a physiological reason. But the physiological part of it is really subtle. It's not because the protocol doesn't work. It's because how we're going about it is different than we did the first time around. And that's what's challenging. And that's one thing about the cheating thing and the eating a little bit of this, a little bit whatever you got away with the very first time around is what really caused you the biggest problems the second and third time around. So I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, if you understand what I'm talking about, but that's been my understanding and my experience with multiple cycles and why it seems to work a little bit differently, and you have to tweak it up. Anybody else have a different theory on that? You there?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Everyone's mic is open, so, I mean, I can hear you. So, yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
I do the HCG subliteral. I put it under my tongue.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to hold it there for 2 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes I put it under my tongue and accidentally swallow before the period, you know, the 5 minutes. Is it okay to do it again?
No, you shouldn't be taking the dose again. And just, I'm going to answer this question, and then I'm going to reiterate what this call is about, okay?
Okay.
The sublingual dose, once it's under your tongue, it's already absorbing into your skin, into your bloodstream. So the holding it there is just giving it time to actually absorb. But to be honest with you, in 2 to 5 minutes, it's already absorbed. So you swallow it. Now, taking another dose because you swallowed it, you're now double dosing. More doesn't make you lose more weight. It just actually just goes to waste. And sometimes if you have too much in your system, it can actually work adversely. So to answer your question, take your dose, hold it there for 3 to 5 minutes, swallow it, and move on with your day. Now, just if you came late to the call, this is relapse and recovery. This is calls for people who have lost weight on this protocol, a lot of weight, and gained most of it back, and they're looking for a way to break that cycle and get a solution. This is not like my Wednesday call where we have Q&A and we talk about, you know, where we are in the protocol or questions about the protocol. This is about talking about your personal journey, where you're having problems or struggles in it, and we're going to try together to come up with solutions to those problems. So if you're on this call for any other reason other than that, do me a favor and excuse yourself or sit quietly and if you fit into the category, go ahead and feel free to speak. But I just want to make sure that we utilize the time we have for those people that are willing to share their story. Okay. Paula, I didn't want to cut you off because we started having a conversation about it, but we get that you started the protocol under stress, but your mind and your body said, okay, look, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get started. So are you like Wendy? You guys said you start in the morning with all the great intentions, and then something happens. Now, can we get a little bit more? This is about trying to dissect really what happens. I know life happens to all of us, but what exactly happens to trigger you to go, I'm going to stay on protocol and eat what I'm supposed to eat versus screw it, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. What is the happening that you're talking about?
I'm having problems during the day. I will take the HCG in the morning. Then around 1 or 2 o'clock, I'm starving. And so, but I don't want to take it again until maybe around 6 o'clock. What can I do?
Is this Paula?
No.
Okay. Ma'am, what is your name?
Yeah.
Woman speaking.
Angela.
What is it? I'm sorry?
My name is Angela.
Angela. Okay. Angela, hold on a second, because we had another person that was on the floor talking.
Okay.
I think you may have come in late, so I want to kind of keep the conversation where it was at, so just bear with me
okay.
a second. Paula?
I will.
Thank you. Paula, speak up, please.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I think just during the day when it's time to eat lunch, it's always in the middle of the afternoon when I'm ready to eat lunch, I give up. I mean, it's like I'm preparing my lunch and thinking of what I'm going to eat, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know what, F it, and I just eat. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it. But, you know, that's like in my mind, I'm just like, you know what, forget this, and I just eat.
Yeah.
And then I regret it.
Got it.
I mean, I feel like a drug addict, you know. It's like, oh, I really want to stop doing this, and then you do it, and then you feel worse than when you, you know.
Right, and you can say F it on this call. This is about keeping it. It's not politically correct. If people don't like it, they cannot listen to it. But I get that, and that's really kind of what we want to kind of focus on, because that shift in your emotions. So you get up in the morning and you're fired up, and you start your dose. You take the action to go ahead and take your dose, and at lunchtime. So this is not, you're not being driven by cravings. You're not being driven by I don't know what you're being. I shouldn't speak for you, but am I correct to say that you're not hungry?
Right.
You're not going. You're just kind of going.
No.
You know what?
It's
I'm not
like
down.
My mind.
Not into it.
Yeah, it's like my mind plays tricks on me and says, you know what? Forget it. And then I'm just like, okay, forget it. You know what? I'm just going to eat. Screw this.
Okay.
So then I feel bad about it.
Yes.
This is Ashley in Torrance. Paula, are you missing, do you think you're missing the routine from work?
Well, I'm sure. yeah.
Because that time of day is, that's like the witching hour.
Right. Well, and I'm bored. You know, all I do is
bet.
Sit on the computer and look for a job, I mean, daily.
Right.
And so I think, just with life itself, I'm frustrated with everything that's going on.
Right.
You know.
And how long have you been out of work for, Paula?
Since April. I came back to Michigan Easter.
Okay.
And
Paula, can she do, like, volunteer? Like, if I'm getting the feeling, this is Wendy in California again. To stay busy, like, to engage yourself. Because I know that.
I know.
You know, even if it's volunteer work for now, and
right,
continue
I know.
The job search.
Yeah, definitely. I need to. I think I'm in such a, I have pity on myself, which
right.
is horrible, but I do, and I need to get out of this rut, definitely,
right.
and get out there.
Well, one smart person told me that, you know what, whatever you resist, persist. So, when you're sad and you try not to feel sad, the sadness sticks around. When you are depressed, it sticks around. Everything you try to move away from, force, somebody got a lot of wind in the background, with force, it stick around longer. You know, what it would be like if you just allowed yourself to feel those emotions? Because most of the sabotaging is done about not feeling emotions. So what would it be like if you just had a pity party? And allowed yourself to look, you know what, it sucks. I'm out of work. I'm sitting here. I've moved from something, you know, I'm here by myself. I don't know, whatever the story is, but actually embrace it and allow yourself to have that moment, because I think that's almost more painful, not being able to have the moment than just having it.
Right.
Have you ever just let yourself just have the moment?
I have in prayer. I have. Yeah.
And does that moment, what does the moment look like? I mean, do you feel the emotion? Are you upset or sad or crying or whatever the case may be? I mean,
yeah.
I
am crying. I'll start crying and just like have my own little pity party and
Got it.
I don't ask why, but I mean, I'm facing it. You know.
Right. And when you what is your beating the crap out of yourself look like?
Well, you know what's really interesting is to add on to what I'm feeling, and then when I gain the weight, it even holds me back even more, because then when I even
mm-hmm.
think about going out and doing things and keeping busy, I've
yeah.
become a hermit, because I don't want people to see me that I've gained the weight. It's like when I first came back, I was like, hey, and now I'm just like, okay, no, I'm not.
Right, and this
know,
is
I don't
this
know.
Is the exact profile of the people that should be on this call right now, because
that's what we feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
And so,
can I add something? This
yeah.
is Shawnee from New Jersey. Colin, when you mentioned the emotional release, I
yeah.
think you're so right. The other night I was having an issue, and I just took the time to cry and just let it out, and I didn't go into the whole emotional eating and going crazy. I just allowed myself to experience what I experienced. I actually finished doing laundry as I was crying and being upset. But just getting it out, I felt a million times better versus going to get, you know, my go-to thing is chocolate or sweet. So it does
right.
help. So thank
yeah,
you.
I mean, I think that's cool. That I believe it. I got to tell you that. I mean, it's funny that the universe works in such ways. I mean, I usually am pretty upbeat and pretty high energy almost all the time. And I've had a pretty stressful week, but today I was like down. I mean, just down. And I was like, man, I got this call tonight. I'm not feeling it. I'm just not there. And I kept thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know what, that's exactly why you have to have this. That's exactly why you put the call in today, and that's why you're going to suit up and show up, because it's not about always being on. And I took some time, and my daughter was here, and we talked for a while, but I just took some quiet time, went in my little office and, you know, laid on my couch and just sat in the moment, sat in feelings, because, you know, I didn't know why. I didn't know why I was feeling the way I was feeling. Men don't handle, you know, moments of depression very well, but, you know, whatever it was, it's just, I was just overwhelmed, and I just kind of said, you know what, but I was kind of dreading this call, but on the other hand, and I maybe because I was a little anxious about it too, but I don't know, but it just, it was weird how today was just not my on day. But, you know, I sit here and I'm listening to you guys cheer, and I can feel the pain. I mean, I feel it, and I feel it in a way to where, I mean, literally, I'm almost emotional, because I know I wish I could just do something, you know, to help fix the problem. I don't have a magic wand, but I'm glad we're having this conversation. I'm glad you guys are brave enough to show up here and talk about this. And Paula, you know, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to give somebody else an opportunity to talk, because we only have a certain amount of time. But I'll take one question real quick before next week's call, because I always like to give somebody an action step. What are you willing to do differently, or could you do differently between now and next week's call, that would give you feelings of empowerment that you could report back to us that you've accomplished, but a little bit, since you have a little bit of accountability? Do you have anything come to mind? First thing that comes to your mind.
Us from California again. What I do, I have to took a picture before I started the diet, so I have pictures all over in my office. So when I get the urge to cheat, you know, I go back and look at the picture, and it sometimes it really helps. And that's one of the things that I tried, and it works for me.
Awesome, Paula. What could you do for it between now and next week? And then I'll come back to you. I just want to finish up.
I don't know. I think this call alone has helped. I think
what
if I
this?
Keep this in mind.
Okay, let's do this. This is where I put my ass out on the line here, but that's what I need to do. What you're gonna do is email me your telephone. Do you have a smartphone or a normal smartphone, like any kind of smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. Look on your apps, and there's going to be an app in there that should be. It's called Heytel, Heytel, and what that is, it's like a little walkie-talkie between whoever's on your list. And I want you to email me your phone number, and I'm going to send you an invite to be on my Heytel list. Okay. And what that means is that when you're out there, when you're ready there making lunch, and you're getting ready to go, fuck it, excuse the expression. I want you to Heytel me and just tell me that's what you want to do. Now, the point is, I'm not here to stop you from doing a behavior, but what I do want to do is that whenever you have to kind of own up to it, or at least kind of admit that you're doing it, it gives you a choice. And like I said, whatever you choose, I'm going to love you through it either way. If you say, look, I'm going to sit here and eat a whole box of cookies, I'm not going to have a problem with it. My point is that the action step of you going, you know what, I'm going to pick up the phone, I'm going to Heytel call. Now, I may not even answer, okay? The point is, you may send a message, may come to me, and I may not even hear it or get it or whatever, depending on your time zone. But the act of doing it means that you're telling yourself consciously instead of subconsciously or pity party that, you know what, this is what I'm doing and someone else knows about it, and that's okay. Because I think when we get past the shame and beating the shit out of ourselves for what we do, the shame leads to more behavior that way. So I don't want you to be ashamed of it. Just own it and say, this is what I feel like doing, because I'm upset. I'm depressed. I just want to live in it. I want to sit in it. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, very much so. I appreciate that very, very much.
Okay, so that's the action step, and then we're going to talk about it and see how you did. So let's move on to the next person. Sorry. Go ahead, yes.
Sorry to interrupt you. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
My name's Chris, and I was actually in your very first Body for Life challenge.
Yes, Chris.
And that is what helped me through the protocol when I lost all my weight, was because you had the forum there and everybody was able to share everything, the good and the bad, and suggestions with one another. And I noticed with the second challenge that kind of fell apart with the members that were there. Is that something that you could do with the recovery people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I will do is I will create a private group for everybody who signed up for our ATG R&R, and I will basically email you the link to the group, and then you guys can chat in there as well. And I also recommend if you, any of you guys, other guys have smartphones, to have that app on there, that if you're open to helping your brother or your sister on this call, and that way they have other people other than me to kind of reach out to and say, hey, you know what, this is what I'm doing. I think this may be a really powerful way to keep everybody, to help everybody. So if you're willing to do that, then we can share Haytel connections and we can actually Haytel each other instead of just me. Okay. Are you guys willing to do that?
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. So I will create the form for you guys before next week's call. And I also, what I'll do is I'm going to send out an email to those of you that are on the list, getting your phone numbers. And then I will send out the Haytel list. At least I'll send out my invitation. And those of you have it who want to do it, then I'll figure out a way for everybody to get it. But only the ones who want. Some people may not want to be on the Haytel call. And if you don't, that means you won't give me your telephone number, and that just tells me you don't want to be on it. You're opting out right now. So I didn't want to cut off the other lady. Was it Angela? Was that you?
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Angela, after listening to the call, do you feel like you're in the right place?
I'm in the right place.
All right. So right now, I don't know if you were earlier. Were you on the call from the very beginning, or you came in late?
I came in late.
Okay. No, we'll come in late anymore because I have to repeat myself.
Okay.
I got this thing. I don't set myself off holding this thing, but something pops up on my screen. Anyway, the rule is that you get to tell your story, 5 minutes or so, to tell what you're, and your story is basically is not your life story. It's about whatever your issue has been to repeatedly keep you back, coming back to the same spot. I mean, losing, gaining. So we have a little bit of history about where you're coming from, and then what why you're here, what you're here for, what you're hoping to get out of. Okay. So you're
okay.
You're on the floor.
All righty.
Go. Are you there?
Angela, this is Angela. Are you talking to me?
I am. You have the floor.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. I would like to get on your Haytel call, but I have a iPhone and it's with Verizon. Will I be able to get on the Haytel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's an iPhone. Yes.
Oh, you're going in and out. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm having technical problems here. But I say yes. That iPhone is. I have an iPhone too. So the app is with. I think it has iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry. I think all of them have that app. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you.
All right, that's it. All right, who's up next that wants to share?
I'll go.
Colin? Oh,
yes.
Go ahead.
Me?
I don't know. Whoever was...
I don't want to interrupt anybody. It seems like...
No, go. You're fine.
Okay, this is Chris again, and like I was saying earlier, I was on Colin's very first challenge, Body for Life, which I wish he would have had another one.
Oh.
But what was that, Colin?
I said it was stressful.
I know. But it was so helpful.
I think the first one was easier than the second one. Yeah, you guys were amazing. The second one, I think, took the wind out of me. But go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. And that itself was just so uplifting and everything. And where I fell apart is I was in Washington, and I moved down to California. And I thought it was going to be a better experience for me. It was a better experience for my husband, but for myself, it wasn't. I've gotten down here. I don't know anybody. I figured that I'd meet some parents when my child went to, preschool Head Start. And I'm by no means prejudiced whatsoever, but everybody... Well, I'm not going to say everybody, but 98.9% of the individuals here are Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't feel like an outcast, but I feel like I'm outcasted because I'm Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I'm used to being in an area where people try to come together and try to do play dates and, you know, all that. And I'm in a place where I don't know anybody. The people that I have met, it's just strictly, you know, conversations about, you know, hi, how you doing? And that's it. It hasn't led anywhere.
Right.
I started a position and it's like I left a job where I was making $20-$25 an hour, come down here to California, and all the people want to pay down here, the employers want to pay, is $8 to $10 an hour.
Wow.
And then people want $10 an hour for childcare. So I'm just kind of like stuck to where I'm not working, and I've just gained the weight. And then it's just like I try to go on protocol, and when I did the challenge, I mean, I was like one of your runners up. That's how good I
did. Yes, you were. Yeah,
you were. Yeah. And California, she's talking about.
I'm sorry.
What city in California is she referring to?
Escondido.
Escondido.
Oh,
farmland.
Okay. Farmland. Well, that's why.
Well, I think it's a bigger picture than that, and it's the isolation. It is the
right. Yeah,
going,
I mean,
from knowing people to not knowing people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've literally gotten to where I'm like literally depressed to where I just don't care about nothing. It's like, yes, I want to lose the weight. I've done it before. I know that I can. And I tell myself, you know, okay, let's go walking. And I even put an ad on Craigslist to, you know, try to find a walking partner. I don't
mm-hmm.
care if you don't speak a lick of English. You can still walk. But nobody's responded to me. And
right.
It's just, you know, like, I
don't
hate where I'm at.
Right.
And I think, you know,
true.
Being close to the ocean. What's that?
It's a nice area where you live.
It is a very nice area, but the area itself is nice, but the surroundings I really don't like because the people aren't very friendly.
Right.
California is like that. Back east, people are more friendly, but here you have to sort of reach out to the person. You can't expect them to come to you. They won't do that.
Well, I live here in California. I don't think it's any place in that's a, it's a way. It is. I'm going to throw something out there, Chris, and it's just for shits and giggles. But usually, what we perceive to be, you know, the feelings we get sometimes. Are you open to you're getting also what you're projecting?
Mm-hmm.
So, right now you may not be in a place where you actually, you know, one aspect, a part of you wants to engage and communicate and have dialogue, and there may be another part of you that kind of doesn't because you're not feeling real comfortable where you're at physically, emotionally, you know, where you live, what have you. I mean, so there may be some mixed messages going out there. I'm just throwing out there as a possibility, but ultimately what you're going through is very serious stuff. If you read our book, Janie's story is very much textbook. Moved from
yeah,
place
to
everybody, and went to where she has nobody, and she had a breakdown within a year. So I mean, that's very difficult what you're doing right now, and it's kind of hard to find,
I mean,
someone to communicate with. So I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to go to Zumba classes and thought that, you know, I'd start meeting people there, and it was just like, they were all advanced, and here I'm the first, you know, come in my very first time, and it was like, you know, it was like they were acting like I was in their way, and how dare I be in the class? And I was just like, okay.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I don't have any support here. It's like, you know, I try to cook, you know, the healthy food, and everybody else wants the junk food, and it's me trying to, you know, juggle, you know, two different types of dinners, and then, you know, I've got a child that's in, you know, three different sets of sports, and I mean, I'm just like ripping and running. I have no time to myself, no life, and what little, you know, I do. I mean, I actually even talked to a doctor about the depression, and, you know, just, it's like I used to be like a happy, caring go lucky person, and it's just like I've just sunk down into a hole where I just literally nothing touches me. It's like I don't feel any happiness. I don't feel any pain. It's just like I'm just like blah.
No.
And I've talked to them about antidepressants, and the doctor's like, oh, no, I don't think you need to be medicated unless you want to be medicated. And it's just like, okay, I'm coming to you telling you what do you think I should do because I don't want to feel like this. Of course, right. I don't want to be medicated if there's something else, you know. And that's why I've tried to go out, you know, thinking, oh, being by the ocean, you know, because I love the ocean. Mm-hmm. But it's just like nothing's just getting me out of this drought.
Got it.
What about your neighbors?
No, I've tried to communicate with my neighbors. You know, try to be the friendly neighbor.
Yeah, I think you missed that part. She said that the people are kind of just very casual. Very casual.
Oh, okay. I did miss that. I'm sorry.
Hello, how are you doing? That's it.
Let's try and time out, Angela. Okay.
Go ahead, Colin.
Let's try and dissect a couple, because you have a lot of different. If you just listen to the story, and you have a lot of things that you have issues with, right? A lot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people aren't talking to you. You can't meet friends. You know, trying to get the family. The way everybody eats in the family is different than the way you do. You know, the job situation is not
mm-hmm.
doesn't make sense. So there's a lot. So you know, we got to deal with baby steps. Which one is the one that you'd want to, if you had a magic wand, you wanted to solve one of those problems first. Which one would it be?
Oh, that's a toss-up between, overall, I'd say the depression. But when I try to follow the protocol, just like the other caller was talking about.
Forget about that. It's not about, right now, it's not about the protocol. It's about, I just want you to isolate. Because what happens, very similar to what I was saying today, the reason why I was feeling what I was feeling, it wasn't because I was just, life sucks. My life is pretty damn good. I was overwhelmed. In other words, my brain
mm-hmm.
could not function because I had so many things going on at the same time. What you described is a lot of things going on at the same time. So I wanted you to try and just isolate one that would actually right now bring you the biggest, the most joy. Which one could you solve it? Which one would that be? Only one.
To come out of the depression.
Okay. But do you believe you're depressed because of all the things that's going on in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Everything.
So.
And I don't feel like I'm getting any support at home.
Okay,
and so that it's adding to the stress.
All right, so what is that? Have you had a conversation? Exactly. Have you had a conversation about support at home?
Yes, I have, and unfortunately, I have a spouse that I'll just say in a happy way, he's arrogant and self-centered and thinks the world revolves around him, and if I don't like it, then I can do something about it.
Got his own problems he's worried about.
Oh.
Got it. All right. So I mean, so we understand that that's not, and that's a very typical. You're in a very typical place for. And I talk to a lot of women because it's probably 70% of my coaching clientele, and that's one of our biggest complaints is you know, supportive spouses. Someone else here is on the call. So let's isolate something here because everybody by the time we leave this call, whoever's talking is going to have an action step. So. What can we get an action step out of you? Because is your desire right now, are you on the protocol right now or off the protocol?
I started the protocol a few days ago, and I have unfortunately cheated every day except for today. And today I was close to cheating, but I forced myself to stay on it, and I'm happy that I've made it through the day. Really? Knock on wood. I was actually eating my dinner while I was on the call on mute.
Well, good. And that's something to celebrate. I mean, really, you have to celebrate the small things. And so you made it through today. And just so you guys know, I mean, if you haven't gotten my philosophy about this whole thing, it is about one day at a time. That's why I call this thing relapse and recovery. Because if you've ever been in any one of the programs for sobriety or any kind, I mean, the whole method about one day at a time is really, that's all we can control in our lives is one moment, one day, one second, and one day at a time. So for today, you have been successful up until this point. You've been completely successful in what you set out to do this morning, which And not to make Paula feel bad, but you accomplished something that she wasn't able to do. So we have somebody that at least we know it's possible for the group that you can do this. So let's just figure out what does tomorrow look like to you? Because ultimately, we got to do this one day at a time until we get to next week. So what one thing, could you go to Zumba? To just go to Zumba, not going there with an expectation of meeting people and having to have a, find your new best friend, but just go to the Zumba to experience Zumba for you, that you're doing something for you?
Yeah, that's what I went for. I didn't go to meet anybody. I just went to do the Zumba. But I'm just going to actually get it on Connect and do it at home. But
okay, okay, why?
I actually...
Why? Time out. Why?
Just because... They're so fast-paced that I want to actually, I want to learn how to do it because, I mean, Zumba is salsa, and I don't have a salsa bone in my body.
All right, so this is the beginning, this is the beginning class, and they're way fast?
No, it's not a beginning class. Zumba is just Zumba.
It's just Zumba.
And you go in there, and these people have been doing it for, like, months.
Got it.
So, unfortunately, if it was, I wish it was a beginning class, to where they'd slowly work you in and then you could move up. But, and that's why I think that your forum, if you can get that up and going, I think that'll help a lot of people because, like I said, in the challenge, it really helped me through the challenge. And it's really embarrassing for me to be on here talking to everybody just because I was one of your runners up in your challenge because that's how great I did.
Right.
It's embarrassing for me.
I know, I understand.
Just because
I
was there.
I'm not trying to negate your thing, but I what I know about you is the fact that you are not the shy little person that has a problem with what people think and say about you. So my thing is that first of all, I want you to take a moment and commend yourself for being here, because there are a lot of people that aren't here because not speaking up because they're embarrassed and they can't deal with it. So the fact that you're even here and you've actually kind of outed yourself about the fact that you were on the challenge, you definitely were one and had an amazing transformation. And we know what that means. You know it's possible, but you also have had some setbacks. And really, what you're dealing with right now, I don't want you to minimize it. I mean, being isolated without having any support. And I wish my wife, Janie, was on this call because she could tell you I was Mr. Narcissistic Guy. I was your husband when she was going through her breakdown. I didn't even see it coming. I was so busy trying to make money and work and do what I do. And that's when I was in the mortgage business. I didn't even see it coming, and she was drowning, and I didn't even see it coming. One of my biggest regrets.
Mm-hmm.
I know she understands exactly where you're at, but we have to, our goal is to find one action step for this week that you can take that's going to empower you, and it could be as small or as big as you want it to be. But given the fact you said that depression was the number one thing you wanted to do to work on, is there anything that you could do for yourself that would empower you or make you feel good about it?
I think it's if I can just stay on protocol because, you know, a lot of my depression is the fact that I've gained weight and, I am heavy again. And it's like I know that I've gained the weight as much as I have is because I take so long in between protocols. I'm not the type of person, you know, every 4 weeks I'm on protocol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was off protocol, I want to say back in October and just started again.
Right.
So, I mean, I usually take 5 to 6 months off.
Okay.
And
well, this is the task I have for you, and then we're going
to
take another call. I'm going to create the forum, and I'm going to make you the moderator of the forum. Therefore, you'll be in charge of kind of welcoming people and showing them around and kind of telling them how things need to go. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
For me? All right?
Yes.
So do me a favor, email your telephone number and, Colin@ColinFWatson.com. And I will set that up and show you how to log in there and moderate. And what all that looks, I mean, I'm not trying to dump work on you, but I think because of the fact that you were in the previous challenge and you had such a powerful voice, you will be able to. You'd be the best person suited for the job at this point in time. But
I still go to that old forum.
It also gives you something to focus on other than than the mean people in Zumba for this week, anyway. Okay? Yeah. Is that, okay. Is that sound like a plan?
Yes.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. All right. Who's next? That was. And that, you do me a favor. If you want to be next, just press 1 on your phone, and that highlights your phone number, and that tells me who's next. I don't see anybody pushing.
Did everybody fall off?
Oh, no, they're here. I can see them.
Okay.
They're here. They can't hide. I can see them. If you came in late, I know some people came in late. You know, this is about you've been on this protocol and you've lost the weight, you gained it back, and you're in stuck. Chris and Paula and Angela, they kind of talked about where they're stuck at. And this call is about where you're stuck at. I mean, and just a small baby step on what we can do to move in the right direction. So I tell everybody has an opportunity to tell their story. And that story is with the mantra you've been telling everybody and their mother about why you are the way you are and why you're heavy and why you're stuck where you're at and what the problem is. And I'm not minimizing it, but I'm just saying that we all have a story. And this is the form where you get to say it one time, tell everybody your story. And then we're going to change that story to something more empowering, because telling the same thing over and over again is no longer news. That's one thing Wayne Dyer had said, one of his lectures, he said, when you've heard the news once, it no longer becomes news anymore. So who wants, we have 29 minutes left on this call. Who wants to share where they're at and their story?
This is Shani from New Jersey again. Can I go?
Yes, Shani, please.
All right. I am just finished the second phase of the 40 days. Relatively well. My issue is after and getting to the point where I don't feel like I'm sacrificing and that I'm hurting. Like, I get to the point where I've lost a lot of weight in the past and I keep most of it off, but when I'm not strict with my diet, I tend to eat sweets and those type of things. And in the way of I should be able to eat what I want, exercise 5-6 days out of the week, I work out hard, I run, races, I won medals. Like, part of me feels like I should just be able to eat what I want. And then when I do that, I gain weight. And then I don't feel good about myself. So it's like the mentality going into phase 3 and phase 4, whereas understanding that, it's a good thing to eat healthy. And I eat overall healthy. It's not, but sweets are my weakness. Bread is my weakness. And
gotcha.
To me, I can eat a sweet cupcake a day. And especially when I'm emotionally eating or something's going on in my life. Recently, my daughter had some challenges that it just caused me to gain about 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken that off with the protocol, and I feel great about, your radio program and, your newsletter you send out. It's really helped me mentally, but I'm just very nervous going into phase 3 and 4 with the right mentality. So this is for life. I don't want to do this again.
Right.
I also help people lose weight because I've lost like 70 pounds, and majority of it was before ACG.
Right.
So, ACG is 30 pounds, and 50 was on my own. So it's that part that you're not sacrificing, you're doing the right thing, but being able to have a sweet and not gaining, pounds and pounds and pounds, that just makes me feel very depressed. It was found that at one point I had a thyroid issue, but then, it doesn't show up all the time, so I'm not on medication. But it's just, it's that maneuvering through phase 3 and 4, and then also, feeling good and looking good, and then eating, and then it's like, no, you can't eat like that, and understanding that. So that's my issue, is the 3 and 4, and just...
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to put my phone back on mute because I'm the one that's driving.
Got it, Sonny. Thank you.
Thank you.
you know, a lot of, I mean, one, if you had to, if you did a poll on the, you know, the most, I guess, what, how to articulate, the most dreaded part of the phases of this protocol is phase three. And people, for some reason, phase three, more so than phase four, which is, I think phase four is really the danger zone. So what you're experiencing, Shawnee, is very typical of, you know, the fear, but also that, you know, I think the truth you spoke was that a part of you says, I should be able to eat whatever I want, not gain weight, and because that's how it used to be. And unfortunately, with age, life changes, chemical changes in the body, hormone changes in the body, sometimes we have to modify our attitude and our, in a way we go about things. Now, you know, ACG is a, you know, it's a yes, it's a miracle fat loss, but it's not a miracle keeping the fat off. That's a lifestyle change, and that's the most difficult thing for most of us to learn how to do. And it shows up. What you do most of the time is what shows up in your life. So if you had a cupcake a day and you exercised and you had 90% of your other meals were healthy, you know, lean proteins and vegetables and good fats and what have you, you probably in most cases wouldn't gain back a whole lot of weight. But it's what we do 80% of the time that shows up in our life, not what we do 10% of the time. And to be honest with you, most of us are unconscious. We have no clue how many calories we take in unless you're checking it and actually counting your calories on a daily basis, which is a pain in the ass to do. No one really wants to do that. But most of us have no clue what we're taking in calorie-wise, especially if we're eating anything that's not fresh and cooked and prepared. It's out. You don't have a clue. So really, it's like, how do you find a solution to do that? Well, number one, phase three is designed for you to kind of recalibrate your hypothalamus and your weight set point, and it is a little tricky having to balance the scales. And I think we've come up with some pretty good solutions how to do that easier than before. At least a roadmap. There wasn't a roadmap before. But phase four is about lifestyle changes. It's about, you know, kind of doing the 80-20 rule, and I got to tell you that everyone has a different theory about how to do it. I think everyone eventually has to find their own way of doing it. But it's I can tell you what works for us in our household is Monday through Friday morning we almost like we eat on protocol, very lean, very clean protein, vegetables. I mean, we just love eating that way. And then Friday, we have Friday night sushi every Friday night. I have my sake and my beer, and I know I'm going to swell up the next day. And then I, even have Saturday, we probably have a fight or something. But come Saturday evening, going to Sunday morning, we get back to eating clean again. And then usually within a couple of days, the water weight goes away, and we are able to maintain our weight relatively well over a long period of time. Usually the danger zone is vacations and anything that you're constantly in, you're at, you know, you have that sugars and carbs in your face all the time. But to get to the point is that you don't need to fear phase three. Every part of this protocol has been an education. And I think a lot of people kind of go through it blindly and not realizing the education you're getting. And it's very valuable education. Number one, you discovered that your body was toxic, and by detoxing it, it responds and loses fat very easily. Number two, you're learning portion control. You're actually learning that, you know what, you don't need a whole lot of food in order to satisfy your normal hunger. What's behind that is cravings and psychological, emotional eating and things. You know, we do what we want now. We put off what we want long term to get what we want now. In phase three, it's now about, you know, not so much about portion control, but it's about combinations of food. You know, realizing that, you know, what are the two evils? I mean, Dr. Simmons even knew back in the 50s that sugars and complex carbs, which is starches, are the food combinations that set the bloodstream on fire. It's like you might as well just put arsenic in your body. But almost all of our foods have one or the other inside. So what do you do? And that's where, so he teaches you, kind of giving you another lesson that guess what? You can make you can have sweets, you can have desserts, but it's about kind of being conscious and paying attention. I got to tell you that, you know, Janie is a dessertaholic, and that's why in phase three she came up with all these desserts and chocolates and tarts and things that she could eat, we all could eat. that didn't have any sugar in it because she also didn't want to be deprived. But what does that take? It takes preparation. You got to be willing to make it because you can't run to the bakery and get it. That's what's called a lifestyle change. Not everybody's going to be willing to do it. It is a struggle. But what I think you want to look at is how much pain, how worse does it feel? And you all can kind of attest for where you are right now. How worse does it feel to be back where you're at than making some adjustments and actually preparing your own dessert or preparing something you want to like, or even having a dessert, having that one cupcake and then not having another one for 3 or 4 days. I mean, so it is about the willingness to make the changes and understanding what your body needs to do. One last thing I'll add to that, and then I'll let you come chime back in if you have something else to say. But phase four is about figuring out what foods your body reacts to toxically. And which ones your body loves, and you may be surprised. Some of you may have a body chemistry that actually can process some sugars and some starches really well, and you can have potatoes and mashed potatoes or French fries or whatever, and your body won't respond to it. But you can have something else like bread, and flour and white flour, and you gain weight. Once you realize what your mind field looks like, you may be surprised that there are some foods that would not be considered healthy foods for someone else that you can actually get away with. And that's the process of phase four that I really wish people would take the time to learn. And then just practicing it. So, Shawnee, I mean, I understand you don't need to be afraid of phase three, but you also need to think about, are you willing to make those changes for life?
Yeah, I definitely am, and I have made most of them. That's why I've kept most of the weight off. Mm-hmm. I don't mind carrying my food with me. I love cooking. I love, the way it feels to eat clean. If you hit a lot of things, a lot of buttons, with the deprivation, not wanting to be deprived. I did get your cookbook, so I appreciate the recipes, Jane. Janie has put in there with the sugar. Not sugar, but sweet,
right.
The chocolate ones. I can't wait to try those. So that really isn't an issue. I think I just get into these phases where I feel like I'm just always having to I just can't. I feel like if I enjoy a cupcake or something like that, I'm going to gain weight. And usually I do. And Colin, I work out hard. Like, I do athletic mm-hmm. conditioning, mm-hmm. kickboxing. I run. I don't just go to the gym and just, piddle around. I'm burning serious calories. And,
right.
It's so interesting on this protocol. Sometimes it was a little challenging for me to lose pounds. And one of my girlfriends just kind of looked at me. She was like, you don't need to lose any more weight. You have a lot of muscle. And,
right.
You had mentioned you wanted to get down to 10% body fat. I'm very close to that. And this makes me excited. I just don't understand why, when I do eat, and I eat, again, I guess 80% healthy,
mm-hmm.
That I start gaining weight. And I think maybe what you're saying about just keeping track of it, maybe I'm not realizing I'm eating a cupcake and a cookie, Maybe you forgot about that other one,
uh-huh.
a handful of chocolate chips, whatever it is. I think
right.
maybe I need to maybe be a little cleaner with myself and write down what I'm eating, because it just makes me frustrated. Like this next phase, I'm so nervous about gaining a pound or 2 pounds, because it's happened before. I'll eat right, I think I'm eating right, and then I'll gain a pound here and a pound there. And it's like learning, your body, what will work for your body and what doesn't. But I feel like a lot of things just affect me so negatively, unless it's like completely clean, like there's no room for error.
I think you ladies especially need to be able to give yourself, when it comes to gaining weight or, what is real weight and what is fat and what is water weight. I mean, you guys have a lot of fat cells and a lot more body fat because that's what makes you, curvaceous and sexy. But you also, water distribution switches around, and you can literally switch and gain 2 or 3 pounds overnight just by holding on to water. You guys all know what mm-hmm. it feels like when it's that time of the month, all of a sudden, 5 pounds come from nowhere, and then it goes away. That's, reacting, trying to constantly counteract that kind of weight gain is very frustrating. But we're talking about long-term weight gain. If you're watching, the thing is, I think a lot of people forget the one valuable lesson you forget or you choose to ignore is this: when you're weighing yourself every single day, you can't wake up one day and be 10 pounds heavier. You know what I'm saying? Because you got told yesterday that you whatever you ate yesterday, it put 2 or 3 pounds on you. That may be water weight, but the point is that the natural response. Well, I wouldn't say the natural response. The better response would be to go, whoa, okay, yesterday was a little high in carbs, high whatever. I need to tighten up today so tomorrow or the day after, I'm back to where I was at. Instead of compounding the problem over and over again, and all of a sudden we go, oh, it's only 10 pounds. And I know because I'll go, well, it's only 5 pounds. And I'll go, well, you know, I'm working out a lot. It could be muscle. I'm just, you talk yourself into whatever conversation you want. But eventually when the tape measure, there's two things. The one thing won't lie for sure is a tape measure, inches, especially for men, our belly. You can look the same in the mirror, but you put a tape measure and you went from 32 to 33, you gained an inch. There's no muscle going on there. For ladies, if you're gaining weight day after day after day and it's going up 7 pounds by the end of the week, you need to look back and at some point you have to stop. And I think what Chris kind of touched on, she said, well, I wait a long time before protocols. But I don't know if you were weighing yourself every day or not, Chris, but there's a part when you check out because you don't want to know the answer, and that's the danger zone. Anyone want to comment on that?
I think one of the things you said was just paramount, that coming off the protocol, it's important to realize what it is you can eat and what it is you can't eat. I came off the protocol, and I found out I can eat rice and potatoes and stuff. It's just regular bread, wheat bread, that I gain from. I don't gain from cookies and stuff because I don't eat a lot of that, but I gain from bread. So this is hopefully my last time. And when I come off now, I'm going to almost gluten-free where I'm not eating a whole lot of refined sugars or flours in the process. And I think another point, I just happen to be a chemical dependency counselor. I've listened all night to people say, I've given, it's hard for me and stuff. And what I tell the people that are recovering, you either have to be in or you're out. You can't straddle the fence. Now, relapse is part of recovery. But once you relapse, you have to get back and say, okay, this is where I fell off, and these are the things I cannot do anymore. So I'm treating this in the same way. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. Some of the things that you've said are, I was on day 20 last week when you had the show, and you talked about resetting your metabolism. So the next day I had Pizza Hut, thin crust pizza, meat lovers, and some ice cream, and I gained the 3 pounds on the scale, but the next day it was gone, and it kind of shifted me back into a place where the HCG could find the fat. So I'm in it this time. I'm totally in.
Awesome.
As we speak now, I have just finished half of my gallon. I have to have a colonoscopy in about 10 hours, but I decided I was going to do it straight from the protocol. I wasn't going to stop. I was going to do it, and then after the procedure, tomorrow I'll be back on the protocol.
Awesome. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. Well, I'm so glad you're here, too, because I like having a chemical dependency counselor. You know why? Because this is almost like the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's a drug or alcohol or eating disorders or emotional eating. I mean, literally, the pain factor is the same. The way we talk to ourselves and the nasty things we say to ourselves are the same. The shame is the same. I'm hoping that we will find a place in these calls or in the forum, whatever, where we give ourselves permission to feel how we feel and we stop attaching shame to the actions we make with the choices we make. I mean, a choice is a choice, and you make it, and if you live up to it and you go, okay, I did it and I'm over with it, but you get right back on track.
Absolutely.
And what Michelle just said is what I've been trying to tell people for a long time. You can mess up on this protocol and you can eat something it's okay. You know what? It's done. If you don't, I hope you don't beat the crap out of yourself. A lot of people do, but then it's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's all right. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get back on track. Now, if you're like Paula, I think it was Wendy, who they have all the intentions in the world. They start in the morning, and then all of a sudden something goes awry. Then you have to find a different plan. Like Wendy's tough. She says she's surrounded by candy all day. Well, okay, what game plan did you put in place to figure out how you're going to deal with the candy? And at one point in time, you must have dealt with the candy before. So you know it's possible. But failing to plan is one of the biggest problems that we have with getting going and sticking to our protocol. So I know we only have 11 minutes left. So I don't know if I can get into having another caller. But I do want to talk about something. I was reading this article about iodine and metabolism in women, and we have a society where we're told to stay away from salt. And iodized salt was introduced to the world 50-something years ago because it was supposed to replace the iodine deficiency that we have in our body. You women, especially, your breast tissue, which was very interesting, takes up 90% of what your body needs as far as the iodine that's in your body. So most all of us are iodine deficient, which means if your thyroid does not have iodine, it stops working. And so I recommend that all you guys look into getting an iodine supplement and start thinking about. And if you're on thyroid meds, then you definitely want to talk to your doctor about how to dose that. It's really slow, but I just want you to know it's not a quick fix. Getting your thyroid to level out. Thyroid is a very slow responding organ in the body. But it's really interesting that if you put the iodine in your system after takes about anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks for it to start to really kick in, but you may notice a big difference. But you want to look up, go Google it and look up iodine deficiency, depression. I mean, we're talking about a lot of the symptoms that we're talking about today could be simply some of it could be tied to chemically just kind of being out of whack. And it's definitely going to help you lose weight faster in the long run and keep it off in the long run. So I just got a little bit of education this week, and I was going to do a show on it yesterday, but I got tied up, so I canceled the show. So I want to add that in because it's going to help you at least get your metabolism functioning at a normal rate. I'm going to make the forum this week. I'll email everybody that's on the list. If you're not on this list, you have to be on the list if you're on this call, I assume. But if you're not, it's acgdietrnr.com. acgrnr.com, I believe. Or acgrelapseandrecovery.com. But it's just a lead capture page that tells you to opt in. I'm going to change it to get telephone numbers on there as well so we can get the Haytel list going. And guys, you know, the Haytel thing is, I mean, we're trying to remember where everybody lives on what coast. I get calls sometimes at, 4 o'clock in the morning. People don't realize that they're calling the West Coast from the East Coast. So you definitely want, this is a walkie-talkie thing, so you definitely want to kind of remember it by its time zone. But I'm really hoping that we actually make some headway here. And like I said, I don't want to be the guy doing all the talking, so feel free to interrupt me or put your hand up, and shut me up, because I will talk too much. And this is not about me. This is about you guys, your time. So I won't get my feelings hurt to say, Colin, shut up. I got something to say, because I want you guys to really talk and communicate with each other and help each other. And if you have any suggestions on how to handle this, how to kind of handle this type of call, or if this venue worked for you, or you need a different type of venue, I'm open. Like I said, I just felt a calling to be here and help facilitate this. Hopefully we'll find some leaders in the group and you guys can have these calls in case I can't be here. Because I definitely want to keep them going and create this space for you guys to get to your goal. Ultimately, I want to get everybody back on protocol and moving in the right direction. So if you got all your stuff and you're ready to go and you kind of been having a yesterday was a failed day or today was a failed day, every day is a do-over. And if it's been a long time that you've kind of been cheating, going back and forth, then start from scratch. Do your load days correctly. Get all that sugar and cravings and sweets and crap out of your system if you haven't. I mean, I don't want you, if you're 21 days in, and you're just having a couple bad days. I'm talking about if you haven't been able to really get started and you need this fresh start, then do that. But I would love to have everybody back on protocol by the next call, and so we can talk about the progress and the triumphs. And even if we have, like I said, if you fall off the wagon, again, so what? Every day is a deal. Eventually, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to say, okay, I got it. And I don't know what that looks like, but I got to tell you real quickly before I go that I smoked cigars. I smoked, not like the big cigars, but those little Black & Milds. And I smoked 5 in a pack. I would smoke 10 of those or sometimes 15 a day. And I don't know, Dwayne Dyer, if you want to quit something, just keep doing it until finally one day you wake up and you don't want to do it. So I would go and I'd walk along the beach, the strand here, and I'd walk 2 or 3 miles. And it'd be 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning sometime, and I'm my cigar while I'm walking with my tennis shoes and my shorts. So I look like I'm exercising smoking a cigar. And it was kind of embarrassing. I felt kind of stupid doing it, but I had this habit. And literally, it may have been a year later, 9 months later, but I just woke up one day and said, I'm done. And that's been 5 years ago. I've never smoked again. So just the power of intention. So just the fact that you're here on this call, that you're reaching out and saying, look, hear me, I'm here, I want help, means that almost guarantees you're actually going to be if you keep showing up. And join us on the next call. But and if anybody hears this podcast and they have any information or some questions about it, just email me. But anybody have any, I got 6 minutes. You guys have the floor. Anything else you want to say?
Hi, Colin. It's Wendy, California. I have a question.
Sure.
I want to know, I know that you've been on the protocol. Have you had any trouble with cheating at all since you've been?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since this time or in general, ever?
This time.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Oh, yeah. This time, I went out to dinner for Mother's Day. Thought I was going to survive because it was a vegan restaurant, and I gained 7 pounds because it was a Thai vegan restaurant. That one meal on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon brunch, because it was like a Thai vegan thing. So even though it was vegan, you didn't know what you're eating. Like, so they had like, it was fish, but it wasn't really fish. So the thing, I couldn't identify whatever they made the food out of. But it tasted good, but it was also very high in sodium. And I literally stayed 7 pounds in the negative, or 7 pounds up, and I kind of freaked out a little bit. But I just went running, and I got back. I just said, it's a do-over. I'm probably going to lose a couple of days here. But within 48 hours, I dropped that water. I dropped that weight. It's been challenging. I got to say, it's been challenging for me. I probably have had 2 or 3 things where I've picked up something and eaten it. Because Janie is now on, she's not on this. She's kind of like doing her thing. So she kind of is making that chocolate, peanut butter chocolate that we go, it's in, sitting in the refrigerator. It's very hard for me not to pick in there and eat a piece. I can justify it in my head because I run 4 miles a day and I work out 4 or 5 times a week. Has it hurt my numbers? I think so. I mean, we're day 24, I'm down 19 pounds. Normally I'd be ahead of, I usually average more than a pound a day when I usually do the protocol. But I tell you, so I'm here for not only as a as someone who's leading this call. I'm here because I have the same problems you guys have. No one's perfect. I'm the ATGI coach. I know what to do, what not to do, and I still have those weak moments. But I think given the circumstances, I think I've done pretty well, and I'm happy with my results. One thing that I've learned though, that I live in a world of attitude of gratitude versus gripe. So when I made the choice to go out to Mother's Day, because I said no to my friends on Friday night. They were in town. No on Saturday night. They wanted to have Mexican. I said, dude, I can't do it. Mother's Day came around. I was like, we're having brunch with our friends. I was like, man, I'm tired of saying no. And you guys may understand what that feels like. So I thought I would navigate a good choice. I didn't, and it hurt. So I just kept going on. So that's what you got to do. If you cheat, it's not the end of the world. That's the thing. You got to really kind of just say, okay, that was my choice. This is my consequence. It's just information, and then go ahead and get back on protocol. And that's the only thing you can do. So.
Thanks, Colin.
Oh, thanks for answering the question. I don't have a problem telling on myself because you know what? I think that you got it. That I think what your secrets are your biggest demons. So I don't want to ever be in a position where I think that I'm telling people to do things that I can't do or they're doing things that don't happen to me. I mean, that it happens to all of us. What you do about it is what's different. And for me, I've been very consistent that I always say, okay, that was it, and I correct it, and I usually get back. I always get back on track, and that's all you can do. So you guys, wherever you're at today, thank you for being here. We got 2 minutes. I just want to thank you so much for being here and showing up. Please email me your phone numbers. I'll make the form, and I'll email you guys out the notification of the form and how to get into it. It will be a part of our AC90 Extreme site, so that's where the form's at, unless I can figure out a way to move it. But that's where it is right now. But anyway, don't worry about it. I'll get the information to you. Give me a few days because I have a tendency to put a lot of pressure on myself to do things right away. So just give me a few days, but you definitely will have it in place, before next week. And, in the meantime, get the Hey Tell stuff. I'll get that out. And for those of you who Those of you who need or want to use me as your Haytel buddy until we have everybody on the team on the call, shoot me your email and just say, hey, put Haytel on it, and then I will just send you an invite to your phone to put me on your list, and you'll be on my list. And like I said, you know, use it as a lifeline, not a chat line, guys. I'm really, really busy. But I definitely want to be there for your lifeline. And if you're just having a – or like Paula, her task was just to say, hey, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, whatever choice she's making for that day. And hopefully one day at a time, we will all get to where you want to go. So God bless you. I'm out of here. We got about 90 seconds left, so I'm just going to time out here. And does anybody have any last thing to say for 10 seconds? That's it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Appreciate you. Love you bunches. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dude,
take care. Bye-bye. I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it.